Amen. So I'm going to just share a few minutes from the word. Amen. Just to encourage you to help, hopefully to push you a little further in your faith, to know that God is still with us. He has not forgotten his people. He has not abandoned us. Amen. But he's right here. Amen. And he's getting the glory out of all of this. Amen. From if you if you have your Bibles with you, if you would turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, which has a very powerful and encouraging word that comes to the body of Christ. Amen. In this season. And how many know that we certainly need the Lord in every phase and every facet of what we do right now. And I don't know about you, but I still got joy in the midst of it all, because without God, we can't make it anyhow. So we might as well give him praise and give him thanks and give him the glory. Amen. For his goodness. Amen. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. We're going to read verses 3 and verse 4 out of 1 Thessalonians chapter 1. Verse 3 says, remembering without ceasing your work of faith and labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God. I got to go to verse 5. He says, for our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as you know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Amen. Going back to our base, amen, looking at verse 3, remembering without ceasing. Amen. Somebody need to remember this morning. Amen. Remembering without ceasing your work of faith. Amen. And labor of love and patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God and our Father. Amen. So this is very, I think it's important for us to recognize, especially at this season and the experiences that we are all facing right now, but we know God is with us. So we must yet be able to give thanks in all things, because this is the will of the Lord for us, that we learn how to persevere in the midst of adversity. Amen. Because one thing I've learned to come to experience and know that the church does not dissipate. It does not go away because of a crisis. But this is the season and the hour that the church is to rise up. Amen. And to be strong and to be bold and courageous. And so we as believers, amen, have to push ourselves a little further. Amen. Somebody next to you, you might need to give them a little encouragement. Say, hey, we got to push ourselves. We got to go a little further. Amen. This is not the hour, not the time for us, amen, to die out. Amen. But this is the time for us to rise up triumphantly, knowing that our help is in the name of the Lord. So we give thanks. Amen. As Paul begins to encourage the church, amen, to let them know, hey, we're giving thanks to God for you all. Amen. Because when we see, when the Lord looks at the church, when he looks at the body, he looks for various qualities and characteristics for us to display. Amen. And to, you know, put in practice, especially at this hour. This is not the time for us not to put in display our faith. This is a time for us to demonstrate our faith and knowing who we serve and what God means to us and what he represents for us. So we, our brothers and sisters, we need to give thanks. And how, Bishop, how do we give thanks? When we rise early in the morning, we say, Lord, I just want to thank you for another day. Lord, I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I thank you that I still love you. Lord, I thank you that I still have not abandoned you. I thank you, God, that my heart is still committed to you. I thank you, God, because I know without you, I could not have made it this far. And so when you begin to give thanks, amen, that's why the scripture says, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. So even though in a crisis, we still got to praise. Even when it don't look like it's going to go our way, we still have a praise. Amen. So we have great concern for the spirit, and we have great concern for the well-being of one another and for the body of Christ. But I want you to know, amen, don't despair. Amen. Don't give up, because this is our finest hour. This is where God is going to perfect us, where God is going to equip us. Amen. And empower us through the Holy Spirit and give us his revelation of survival. Amen. See, the witnesses that you are here right now is a testament that you've already survived. Amen. These many weeks. Amen. So that's enough to tell them thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Amen. So I want you to declare this word with me this morning. Don't give up now. Touch somebody. Tell them, don't give up now. Hallelujah. Amen. This is not our hour of giving up, but this is our hour of standing up. Amen. We are not giving up. So one of the reasons why this text was written for the sensitivity of the saints who were going through various situations. But still, when Paul them coming to the city, they wanted them to recognize, amen, that the church and its establishment would remain strong. And because of who they represent and who they serve, the success of the church directly stems on understanding who you serve. And because we serve Christ in faith, amen, we put our faith and our trust in him. So it is in him that we live and move. You hear me say that often, and have our being, because we understand the model of the church, amen, is to exercise great faith when we come under great trial. If we could have a testimony service, many of you would have to say, yep, man, I've been through some tough times. Amen. I had some rough storms. Amen. I had some situations. Amen. Even in this crisis, amen, of going through this virus, man, our house has come through some things and our family has gone through some things. But yet and still, I got to praise. Amen. So, and reaching down in the city of my soul, I still have to tell myself to fight on. Amen. That I'm not gone yet. I'm not out yet. Amen. I'm still in the fight. Anybody got a witness right there? Amen. We're still in the fight. Amen. So what I want to reflect on, amen, is I think what Paul emphasizes for the body, that you must hold fast to your work of faith, and you must hold fast to your labor of love. And thirdly, to be patient, have patience of hope, knowing, amen, with all these things coming against us, all the persecutions that we might face, we still have to work. We still have to exercise, amen, the uniqueness character that God has given us, amen, to work out our faith. See, when we talk about the work of faith, amen, we have to understand it is vital and it is critical to the success of your life personally as a believer. Amen. It's critical to the success, amen, of the corporate body, the body of Christ. Amen. That we must work out our salvation. How? With fear and with trembling. So when we understand that the church, we're called out, amen, we're the ecclesia, we're the called out group, right? We've been selected by God, divinely appointed, that we might recognize through all the persecutions or parameters of life that have come our way, we still show great character by understanding our faith is key to our success. And if you might feel yourself getting a little weak this morning or through your experiences that you've been facing the last few weeks, but you got to reach down and say, wait a minute, we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. We're going to continue to remain faithful to the things of God. You got to remember, when the Lord gives you a promise and when he speaks a word into our lives, whether it's individually, whether it's corporately, you must understand there's a period and a time and a phase where you may be tested by the very word. And because we say we love God and we want to be with God and, you know, we want to be his people. Amen. We understand and we must know that sometimes it's going to cause us to have a trial of faith. And we can all witness, amen, this is a trial of faith for the body of Christ. Amen. But we still have to rise up, triumphantly, amen, boldly, and declare that we shall walk by faith and not by sight. Thank you, Jesus. So, in other words, when we talk about this work of faith, we got to stay true. Amen. Touch somebody, say, you got to stay true to the call. You got to stay true, amen, to what you've been called into. You've been called into salvation. You've been called into eternity with God, to walk in light and not in darkness. So you got to remain true to your faith. And that means sometimes that faith is going to be tested. But in the midst of the adversity, amen, you got to still be remain sold out, amen, in your faith. You got to remain true to who you are in Christ. You cannot be swayed and be moved, amen, but you got to be still and know that he is God. And so Paul and Silas and Timothy, because they were young, amen, and Paul was encouraging them, amen, he wanted the saints to understand, listen, doesn't matter what you've been through, what you might be going through, but if you continue to exercise the quality and the character of faith, God will see you through, amen. So don't you dare quit now, amen. Don't you dare look back, but you got to look up, because your help is in the name of the Lord. See, sometimes we might feel like we want to give up, but somebody helped me right there. I felt the Holy Ghost. Amen. So somebody might say, well, Lord, what is it? Is it worth it all? But sure enough, it's worth it, because when you let God work it in you, he's going to work it out of you. Thank you, Jesus. So you got to have that work of faith, because faith is the connector, is the key, the component that holds you together. When you don't have nothing else, you don't see nothing else moving, and every time you turn on the radio, it seems like something negative. But then we got to step on it with our faith and say, wait a minute, we got to work faith, amen. We got to do it, because the Bible says faith without works is dead. So we got to show forth, amen. We got to shine forth, amen, to demonstrate we are true to our God. We are true to our call, and our faith is being tried and tested on every side. But through it all, amen, I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up. Amen. So, help us, Lord. So our faith, amen, leads us to remain faithful. Amen. We're not going to lack in service. We're not going to lack in power. Amen. But the result is we're going to still live a changed life. We're going to still be who God has called us to be. Thank you, Jesus. Because why? The Bible lets us know we've been justified by faith. It's no good thing we've done. Amen. We were not good enough. So we know it's because of Christ. So we don't have a right to give up, because we didn't pay for it anyhow. Amen. So we can't give up. Amen. You got to tell yourself, even when things are pushing at you, things are nudging you, you got to tell yourself, don't give up. Now, hallelujah, I come too far by faith, and I'm determined, amen, I'm not going to let this stuff knock me out. Somebody, are you with me right there? I'm not going to let this stuff knock me out, amen. I'm not going to quit. I'm not going to give up, amen, because that what makes the church strong, amen, when the saved saints produce out of the abundance of what we are going through. When we can still bear fruit. Come on, somebody. Amen. So we got to know. Amen. We got to stand. Amen. And sometimes that means standing alone. That means crying out alone. That means declaring alone. Because sometimes you're the only one who's going to have enough in you to say, yes, Lord, to your will. Amen. In spite of everything, I'll go, hallelujah, all the way with Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So we must succeed. We must continue, amen, to move forward. Luke chapter 12, verse 35 has a very interesting verse here. Amen. Luke chapter 12, verse 35 says, let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Hallelujah. Let your loins be girded about and your lights burning. Burning. In other words, be alert. Amen. Stay girded up. Stay equipped. Amen. Hallelujah. Always be watchful. Be vigilant. Because you must know your faith is always going to be challenged. But when our faith is challenged, that's when we rise. See, some of us won't work until we're under pressure. And so sometimes God has to let pressure come to push us into that place of productivity. Thank you, Jesus. So that'll make you pray more, right? Amen. It'll make you seek Him more. And sure enough, in this season, it's made us pray more. It made us seek Him more. Amen. So that's why we must understand that we don't quit. We don't give up, but we're going to simply gird up our loins. Amen. And we're going to keep our lamps trimmed and burning. Thank you, Jesus. So somebody say, you got to work this faith. You got to work this faith. Amen. It ain't going to work unless you work it. Amen. Faith without works is dead. You got to work it. How are you going to work it? You got to live it. You got to walk it. You got to speak it. You got to decree it. You got to declare it. Amen. You got to stand on it when it don't look like nothing to stand on. Because faith builds a bridge when you don't see one. Faith opens a door when there's no door to open. And this is what makes the powerful saints of God successful. Amen. To say, I won't quit when the enemy wants us to give up. He wants the saints to turn around. But we look them in the eye and say, I won't let a virus, I won't let this adversity turn my faith around. I'm going to stand on the promises of God. Somebody shout glory right there. Hallelujah. Because I'm going to work it. Now, secondly, amen, we have to labor, amen, in love. We have to have a labor of love. We got to have that work of faith, and we have to have that labor of love. Amen. This is sometimes a critical place because sometimes we don't love what we're going through. And we don't oftentimes love or see the reality or the reasonings why we have to endure certain things. But you must understand all this is critical for you to understand how powerful and strong you are as a believer. Because our lifestyle is not like the world. Amen. We're not selfish in who we are. Amen. We are selfless. Amen. In the sense that we serve God. Amen. We present our bodies as a living sacrifice. And God takes out the heart of stone and gives us a heart of flesh so that we might be able to demonstrate love. Jesus said, this is how the world will know that you are my disciples, is by the love that you have towards one another. And so when we labor, demonstrate the labor of love, what we are doing is demonstrating truly the character of God. Because how many know God is love? And so when we understand that love, amen, connected with working, amen, in the midst of our salvation, demonstrating the heart of love, it causes us to be concerned about one another. Amen. We're careful, amen, and prayerful about those that are around us. In other words, love helps to channel and to change your attitude. Amen. Because it brings you into a place of humility. Love will help you to understand the motives for living. It will help you to recognize that your love that you have, the world showing up didn't give it to you. Amen. And the world can't take it away. So this love we have, we all can witness and know that God had to do a change and a transformation in our heart. Because he wants you to be strong, amen, in the sense of that you are a believer. And because you are in the body of Christ, amen, therefore you must stand and remain strong. And even when you are challenged, amen, God sometimes will make you love somebody that you don't want to love. Amen. He'll make you treat somebody right that you don't want to treat right. Because he wants you to demonstrate the quality and the character of a true believer. And this is what emulates our lifestyle and shows us who we are. Because if the church would be strong, amen, the church will work out our faith and we will demonstrate love, amen, we will conquer the enemy and we will conquer the toils and the adversities that come against us to challenge us in our mind and in our hearts. our motives will align itself. Amen. That stony place that we had, amen, it'll become so soft and saturated that God's presence can be poured into our heart. And he enriches us in our faith when we demonstrate love. So the next test or the next person that God puts you in path with, it might be somebody in your home that you might have an argument with. You might be having a disagreement or what we call heated fellowship. But he will still challenge your heart to even love in spite of. Why? Because we have to reconcile with one another. We have to understand that because love, without love, my God, we can't please God effectively. Without love, we can't function effectively. So it takes love to help us to hold on. It helps love to reach down in your heart to make you know, I can't quit. I can't give up. Love will anchor you. Come on, somebody. Love will cover the multitude of sins. Love will help you to get through some crisis and some hard places. So you might have to check your heart every now and then and say, God, am I working out my salvation? Am I demonstrating a labor of love? Am I loving my brother and sister? Amen. The Bible says, how can you love me who you never seen and hate your brother that you see every day? He said, the love of the Father is not in you. Amen. So we don't want to lie. We want to tell the truth. So Lord, help us to love, because love is a part of our service. Love is critical to our success as a body of believers. Love will help us to overcome. Come on, somebody. Love will give you a breakthrough when you need one. And I believe everybody right now needs a breakthrough. So we got to demonstrate love. Amen. We got to be consistent in our faith. Be consistent in our character with one another. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 10, verse 12 says, hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. Hallelujah. That's so powerful for love. Amen. Hatred will cause stuff to mess up, to stir up. Amen. Hatred will bring division. Amen. Hatred will turn you against God. But love, hallelujah, will cover all sins. Love will bring you back. Love will keep you together. And this is why it's critical for us to demonstrate the quality of Christ. And this is what Paul was demonstrating to the church, that if you're able to work out your salvation, if you're able to love one another and treat each other right, if you're able to abstain and hold on and turn against the enemy and hold on to each other in true fellowship and in true worship, you can overcome. Thank you, Jesus. And I want you to understand, you got to reach down in your soul this morning and remind yourself of who you are, that you can't quit. You can't give up now. You come this far by faith, and you cannot allow, amen, what the enemy is throwing at you to turn you away from God. You got to turn your attitude back to God. You got to change your motives. You got to change your mindset and say, Lord, please help me to get me through this crisis. Paul, I like what he says here in Romans chapter 8, amen, around verse 35, he says, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Who, Jesus, shall tribulation or distresses or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? Verse 37 says, nay, in all these things we are what? More than conquerors through him that loved us. See, that's why we understand, when we change our attitude and change our mind, it connects us to our love, and it gives us strength that we didn't know we had. You didn't realize how much of a humble person you could be when you came to God. You didn't recognize that it was going to take him to break up the fallow ground in your life to get you to the place that you realize you need him more and more. I don't know about you, but I need him to get more of me. I hope he needs to get more of you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Because I want to labor, amen, in love. Because why? I got to remember that the kingdom is much greater than I am, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So we got somebody great in us, and that's Jesus. And because he's great, he's full of love and mercy. And therefore, if we're in him, he's in us, then therefore we must have love, because God is love. And those that are born of God is born of love. Amen. So you have to have it in order for your faith to work. And you got to demonstrate it in your daily living and how you go through life circumstances. Amen. We can't go through with hate and strife and bitterness, but we got to allow the love of God, hallelujah, to move and operate in our lives. Somebody say, don't give up now. Amen. See, we must understand that this labor of love, amen, leads us to a place of patience of hope. In other words, we are patiently waiting what for what? Deliverance. We're waiting for the Lord to work things out. We're waiting for God, amen, to bring us through. We're waiting for God, amen, to move this virus. We're waiting for God to move every barrier and every hindrance that's in our lives. But that's not the only thing we're supposed to be patiently waiting for. We're waiting, amen, for the revelation of the Lord, amen, to come and take us all out of this mess. Amen. And so when it's all said and done, amen, you got patience to wait upon the Lord. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Somebody might need strength. I want you to understand that you can't quit now. You can't give up now. Amen. But you got to know that you got to patiently wait upon the Lord. Why I got to wait, God? Why won't it change? Because God said, first, I got to break you. I got to change your character, your mindset. I got to change your attitude. I got to help you to see, amen, that I need you to work out your salvation. I need you to understand that there's some love places there I need to correct. And I need you to understand that in your patience gonna have her perfect work. And when patience work, you let God work it in you, he's gonna work it out of you. And when it's all said and done, you'll be able to look around and say, God, I'm so glad I waited on the Lord. And see, in our waiting season, even right now, we're waiting, amen, for deliverance from the natural things of life. We're waiting for deliverance from the spiritual things of life. But futuristically, we're still patiently waiting. We got patient hope that God is going to deliver us, amen, eternally. When it's all said and done, we can say, God, I'm so glad that I waited patiently upon the Lord. Somebody might be feeling a little weak, but right now, God just wants you to understand, if you wait patiently upon the Lord, he will renew your strength. You might be feeling a little downtrodden, a little bit of disappointment in your life, but I want you to understand, if you let God work it, he'll work it for you. He's going to bring the church out. He's going to bring us through. And Jesus just stopped by to remind the body of Christ that I'm the one that's in charge of all of this. And if you let me work in your life, and in the meantime, somebody say, in the meantime, if you continue to work out your salvation, work it out with fear and with trembling, and if you work in love and let love work in you, God said, I'll demonstrate my glory, and I'll show you my goodness, hallelujah, even in the midst of your adversity. In other words, brother and sister, look up and live, because your redemption draweth nigh. God has not abandoned us. He just got us in the waiting period, that he's getting ready to show us his goodness and his mercy. I want you, as you leave here today, I want you to leave with an attitude of saying, God, I won't quit now. I feel like quitting. I want to quit. In my flesh, I want to turn back. But in my spirit, I feel something pushing me, telling me you better go ahead. You come too far by faith. Don't you dare give up now. Oh, reach down in the city of your soul, and you got to tell yourself, I got to walk by faith. God didn't bring me here to leave me. He didn't bring me here to cast me down, but he brought me that he might deliver me. So look up, my saints. Look up, brothers and sisters. Don't give up on God. Don't turn your back now, but look up to the heavens and declare unto the Lord, I won't quit now. I come too far by faith. I refuse, hallelujah, to turn back now, but I'm going to stand on the promise. Are you going to stand on this promise? I wonder how many witnesses I get here. Are you going to stand on the promise? I'm not going to quit. I'm not turning back, but I'm looking up and say, God, if
you hold me, I believe I'll make it. God, if you're with me, I know I'll make it. Hallelujah. Somebody call. Can I get a witness here that God will bring us out? Somebody say, I won't quit now. Woo, Jesus, won't quit now. Woo, I got too much invested. Woo, Lord have mercy. Yes. When you count up the cost, you might as well give them a praise. When you count up the cost and see where they already brought you from, you got to tell God, oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I even thought about quitting. Forgive me. Wash me. Hallelujah, because you brought me too far. I can't quit now. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Somebody shout glory. Woo! Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Woo, yes, Lord. Somebody, you might be shouting right there in your living room. You might be shouting right there in your car. Hallelujah. Because you realize you wanted to quit, but the Holy Ghost came to let you know. No, no, no. You can't quit now. Wow, glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Yes, sir. Woo, my soul is sanctified. My soul is happy because my God knows where he brought me from. Oh, glory. Yes, Lord, get up, saints, get up. Don't give up, get up. Stand up and rise up and let God know I'm going to walk by faith. Amen, I'm going to labor in love. I'm going to have patience in my hope. And I know the Lord going to bring me through. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. God, we bless you. God, we praise you. Amen, I want to pray for you. I want to pray with you. Amen, to know today that God has not forgotten you, but he's right there with us. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes to try to convince you, it's not worth serving God. It's not enough, amen, to give sacrifice to God. You look that devil in the eye and tell him, I want you to understand something. You didn't save me. You didn't deliver me. You didn't heal me. It was Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen, my God. And in him only will I give the praise. Hallelujah. So if you don't want me to praise him, just hold my mute because I got to praise him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Woo, somebody wave your hand in the Holy Ghost. Woo, glory. Yes, Lord. Woo. I'm reminded, we're reminded God is good to us. Ah, glory. Yes, sir. Woo. We're just reminded of his goodness, his greatness. Woo! We're not going to let the storms of life turn us back, but we're going to hold fast to our faith. Yes, God. Woo! Oh, yes. He's worthy. Thank you. Yes, God. So worthy. Woo! Oh, yeah, I see somebody praising him right now. God, break those chains. Break those chains. Give us breakthrough. Give us victory. Give us deliverance. Yes, God. Woo! Wrap us, God. Strengthen us when we're weak. Build us up when we're torn down. Give us the grace to know we can make it. We're coming out. We're coming through. Yes, Lord. Woo! Oh, yes. Glory. Woo. Yes, sir. Woo. Our trial didn't come to kill us, but it came to make us stronger. It came to make us better. Woo. Not bitter, but better. God shall know the most. Woo. I prophesy to you right now, brother and sister. I prophesy your deliverance. I prophesy your victory. I prophesy your breakthrough. Hallelujah. Woo! you at the brink of a breakthrough. God is getting ready to reveal his glory. You just wait on it. Watch it. Don't faint, but wait. Hallelujah. Don't faint, but praise him. Don't give up to give him glory. Hallelujah. Woo. Oh, Shanda Damasi. Oh, yes. Woo. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. We call him that unsaved one. We call him in the kingdom. We reclaim that backslider. We call him back. Hallelujah. Woo. Because this is the season of recovery. This is the season of restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh, glory. God has given us double grace. Hallelujah. Yadadamasuhosha. Woo! Oh, I felt that praise right there. I felt that praise. Oh, yes. Woo! Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Woo! Oh, yes. Oh, we just giving God a praise for the breakthrough. We're praising him. Because he's going to give us the grace to work it out. Yes, God. He's going to give us the grace to love. Give us the patience to wait. He's going to renew our strength. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Yes, God. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor and the praise. Bless the people of God. Bless the body of Christ. Bless our community, God. Bless our world, our city, our state. God, everything that's needed and necessary for turnaround. We thank you, God, that it's already done. And we give you the praise for the people of God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Man, hallelujah. Somebody say, I don't want to quit. I'm not going to quit. Amen. In Jesus' name. God bless you all. Amen. Stay encouraged. Amen. Keep the faith. God is with us. Amen. Woo, yes, God. Amen. When you get home, give God another praise. Amen. Because he gave you shelter. He gave you food to eat. He made a way out of no way. Thank you, Jesus. Woo, glory to God. Somebody about to come get me here because I'm about to go out. Woo! Your saints, stay encouraged and stay with God. Woo. We'll see you on our next broadcast. May God bless you. Amen. Don't quit now. Woo, glory.